So we're continuing with local news and features, batch number 5. It's update talking news, Stoke, and big thank you to Uta and Kath for reading for the previous batches. I'm now joined by Liz, and we have 4 headlines for you in this batch. My headlines coming up are: Angela has this message for all women after mammograms didn't pick up cancer, and the incredible North Staffordshire twins who have beaten the odds since birth. And Leslie's headlines are:
new Bennett plaque unveiled, and Travelodge noise complaints as bully boyfriend beat up his partner.
And we're going to go in to Liz's one and only quiz first up. So here we go.
Number 1. Which landlocked European country is the world's only remaining sovereign Grand Duchy? Number 2. The convicted murderer John Hague was commonly known by what name because of the way he disposed of his victims? Number 3. The herpes virus, HSV1, is responsible for what common viral infection? Number 4. According to Oscar Wilde, one must have a heart of stone to read about the death of which Dickens character without laughing? Number 5. Which finger has the fastest growing nail? Number 6. And which African river is the Victoria Falls? Number 7. What does the J in J.K. Rowling's name stand for? Number 8. What is the Tibetan name for the abominable snowman? Number 9. What type of creature is a peewit? Number 10. Constantine II, who died in 2023, was the last king of which European country? And my bonus question: what is the largest planet in the solar system? And that's my quiz.
Well, have a little ponder on those questions, and we will reveal all in our final batch of news. Okay, so kicking off with the stories we have for you now. And my first story is: Angela has this message for all women after mammograms didn't pick up cancer. A 56-year-old battling cancer is encouraging women to check their boobs. Angela Key was diagnosed with breast cancer in her left breast at the end of March this year after finding a lump and going to her GP. An MRI scan later detected cancer in her right breast, but the cancers had not shown up on her regular mammogram. The Trent Vale mum of 2 underwent surgery to remove the tumours on both breasts and is now having grueling chemotherapy and radiotherapy. Angela, who's been married for 33 years, is encouraging others to check themselves. She has started fundraising with Copperfeel, a youth-focused breast cancer awareness charity, and this month held an event at Garner's Garden Centre in Silverdale. Angela said, "Fundraising gives us something to focus on. It's tough at times. I feel up and down some days, and some are better than others. I never felt ill with cancer. It's just the chemo that makes me feel quite off because you're having something to make you ill. But your prolonged life of living is coming back by making yourself feel ill. My advice to people is to make sure you check yourself regularly, and if you find anything at all, go to the doctors. Go even if you don't think it's anything, because the sooner it's detected, the better the outcome." Angela added that Copperfeel has a text service to remind people to check themselves, which I think is brilliant. They teach people how to check themselves as well, which is really good, because many people, especially young people, don't know how to do it. I decided to join in with fundraising and ask Copperfeel what they thought of stress boobs, and they thought it was a great idea, so we did a one-off booby day event at Garner's. I'm part of the craft groups there, and everyone in the group has been so supportive. They're all great friends, and we love coming here. My friends and family are supporting me, which is lovely. They're really proud. My daughter took part in the Race for Life too. I've been really positive. It's been really positive, so my family have been positive about it too, and I won't let them not be. Over to Liz, who's going to do the next story for us in batch 5.
New Bennett plaque unveiled. Family attends grand unveiling. A new blue plaque has been unveiled at the childhood home of Stoke-on-Trent's most famous literary son. The memorial to Arnold Bennett at 205 Waterloo Road, Cobridge, replaces a previous version which had become illegible. It follows a campaign by the Arnold Bennett Society. Several of Bennett's family members attended the unveiling. His grandson, Denis Eldin, travelled to the Potteries from Paris, while Shirley Stemp, whose grandfather was Bennett's cousin, travelled from County Durham. Denis, aged 66, said, "It means a lot for me to come back and see where my family lived. I'm a big fan of genealogy. Thanks to my cousin Shirley, we have a lot of information on the history of our family to enjoy. I never met my grandfather personally. It would have been impossible because he died when my mother was only 5 years old. But my mother spoke highly of him, and his life is very interesting." Denis, who is also president of the Arnold Bennett Society, regularly visits Stoke-on-Trent to attend events relating to his grandfather. He attended the New Vic stage version of Bennett's book, The Grand Babylon Hotel, during his visit for the unveiling. Denis added he has only ever read one of Bennett's books, Anna of the Five Towns. He said, "His books haven't been translated to French and my English isn't very good, so I haven't managed to read any of his other novels, but I'm seeing the play while I'm here. I am looking forward to it very much." The author lived at the 6-bedroom property with his 5 brothers and sisters and their parents from 1879 until 1888. He left when he was 21 to work in London. Over the course of his life, Bennett would go on to become a prolific author and journalist. He wrote 34 novels, 13 plays, 7 volumes of short stories, and several self-help books, alongside stories for more than 100 newspapers and periodicals. Despite never returning to the Potteries, Stoke-on-Trent remained a key influence on his writings. Many stories were set in the area, with some characters even living in his actual Cobridge home. The Arnold Bennett Society felt a new plaque was needed. Erica Alcock, the Society's social secretary, said it had seen better days and had become difficult to read. "This is a much better addition to what is a really important building for Stoke-on-Trent, and hopefully it will attract the attention of passers-by who may then want to read some of Bennett's books." Professor Ray Johnson, chair of the Society, added, "It was our celebrated local writer Arnold Bennett who put the Potteries on the world map of literature just over a century ago. It's right that we should honour him with a new plaque on the house he lived in with his family before he left Stoke to live in London when he was 21. And the plaque says, "Arnold Bennett, author, lived here 1879 to 1889, the home of the Clayhanger family in the Clayhanger trilogy." And then it says how it's been presented by the Arnold Bennett Society at the top. And at the bottom it says, "Arnold Bennett, 1867 to 1931, is that? Did he live that long? I can't read this very well because it's on a blue plaque. And also I would suggest to Denis that he reads The Old Wives' Tale, because that's actually set in Paris for part of it. But anyway, that's Arnold Bennett. Over to Tim.
Okay, so the next story from me now is the incredible North Staffordshire twins who have beaten the odds since birth to two twin brothers, Boo and Seth, both born prematurely at just 700 grams each and diagnosed with a bleed on the brain, have been beating the odds since they arrived. Now the pair, aged 13 and from Cawdon, have conquered a fitness challenge that pushes you to your limits. Boo, who has cerebral palsy, has faced many physical challenges throughout his life. In 2019, he underwent a life-changing operation in America to help him walk. The boys, who are home educated, use a weekly session at Peak Fitness in Waterhouses to build strength and confidence after struggling in a school system that did not accommodate their needs. It's resulted in them both competing their first Spartan Decker hosted by Peak Fitness, providing that no obstacle is too big to overcome. Their fitness journey to Decker began when their mum, Georgina, visited six different gyms before finding Chris and Louise at Peak Fitness, the only trainers willing to support them. Now, their weekly training sessions have become the highlight of Chris and Louise's week, and their hard work has paid off as they cross the finish line of their biggest challenge yet. Training at the gym has been vital to Bo, in particular to improve his mobility and strength. The boys competed their favourite challenges such as air bike and ski erg, demonstrating their ability to adapt and overcome every hurdle placed in front of them. Boo said that watching Mom take on a Spartan Decker made us want to give it a go too. We're always challenging each other. Seth will show me how to do an exercise and then we do it together. The Decker was tough, but with their support and our teamwork, we smashed it. Georgina added, after they watched me take on a Decker strong and earn my medal, the boys were inspired to get involved themselves. What started as curiosity quickly became a family achievement and we're incredibly proud of. Coach Chris Gulliver from Peak Fitness said, Spartan Decker challenges you mentally as much as physically. It's about pushing beyond your limits and realizing that you can do things. Seth and Bo didn't just show up, they took on the full course without modifications and absolutely smashed it. Their strength, confidence and determination have grown so much and it's been incredible to watch. They've done something not many young athletes can and they should really be proud of that. Over to Liz, who's going to do her next story in batch number 5.
Travelodge noise complaints as bully boyfriend beat up his partner. Violent Lee Bradbury slapped his partner and dragged her by her hair in a Newcastle hotel room. And a few months later, the 39-year-old struck the woman and bit her fingers as they travelled in a taxi. Now Bradbury has been sentenced to 12 months in prison, suspended for 18 months at Stoke-on-Trent Crown Court, as the judge wants to address the defendant's alcohol use. Prosecutor Barry White said the victim had been in a relationship with Bradbury for 8 months when he attacked her in their room at Travelodge on January the 25th this year. Mr. White said multiple noise complaints were made following arguing between him and Cook. She had spent 2 days in the hotel room with the defendant. He had slapped her with the back of his hand and dragged her round by her hair. Police witnessed her injuries. She described feeling scared. Police received a 999 call from a taxi driver on the 1st of March. He was driving away from Newcastle with the defendant and his partner. Mr. White said the defendant had become agitated and assaulted Cook whilst inside a taxi. The driver witnessed the defendant hit her multiple times in the face and he bit her finger, which was bleeding. Bradbury of Vale Street Stoke pleaded guilty to assault, occasioning actual bodily harm and common assault. Paul Cliff, mitigating, said Bradbury had written a letter in which he sets out a clear desire to stay away from alcohol and to try and rebuild his relationship with his children. Mr. Cliff accepted the case crossed the custody threshold. He said he has had problems with alcohol for a long period of time. He has battled an addiction to alcohol. As part of the suspended sentence, Bradbury must complete an accredited program, an alcohol abstinence monitoring program for 120 hours and a rehabilitation activity requirement for up to 20 days. And he was made the subject of a restraining order which prohibits him from contacting his victim for 5 years. Judge Richard McConaughey said, "She had been your partner for about 8 months. She told the police for about 6 months you were regularly violent towards her. In January, when at a Travelodge in Newcastle with her for a couple of days, reports were made by other people about the noise coming from the room in which you were. There was aggression. It was reported you had been treating her very badly, violently slapping her and dragging her by her hair. You injured her. but fortunately not particularly seriously. She was left with bruising and was particularly dishevelled when the police arrived. In March, you assaulted her in a taxi by striking her and biting her finger. You have twice been convicted of violence against her before. I have taken the view that alcohol needs addressing. I take the view that there is a realistic prospect of rehabilitation.